It's the interview with Melissa and David.
On the phone with us, we've got, he's a legend to me, man. This is like, this is it right
Listen,
here.
Listen, I'm about to wet my pants. I'm excited.
Good thing you got your Depends on. Hey, we got Jeff Foxworthy on the phone with us, my friend. How are you doing this morning?
Jeff!
Melissa, when you said he's a legend, I thought, who are they going to talk to?
Right.
I thought I was next.
Jeff Foxworthy, so tell me, buddy, where are you and what are you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually at home in Atlanta today, and I've got on like a poodle skirt, roller skates, and a fireman's helmet.
Oh, so it's no special day.
Yeah, well, the fireman's helmet threw me. I wasn't expecting that.
Do you know that when I was doing the countdown, the reason I would ask that is in my career, there were so many times, you know, you'd be on the road and you'd done a show and you didn't get back to the hotel and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, they'd have you do morning radio.
Mm-hmm.
I have done a million radio interviews just sitting there on the side of the bed in my underwear and you're practicing your awake voice. You know,
right,
you're like,
right.
Hello, hello, hello. And so when I would ask people that, half the time, like Blake Shelton, even if he was dressed, he would always strip down to his underwear to call me.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wanted to be able to say that. You know?
That's too
Nothing
funny.
Nothing but a smile, baby.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, man, we are looking forward to you. You come in here. You're going to be here April the 1st, and it's not an April Fool's joke.
No,
you're
right.
Actually going to be
no.
here at the Rapides Parish Coliseum, and tickets are available. Folks can get it at our website, krrvonline.com. So what can we expect? Can we expect a good belly laugh?
You more than one.
Right.
You know what happened is, and I've always just, I like people. You know, people come up and you go, I know you hate this. And I'm like, no, I really don't. I've gotten so much material. People tell me things they shouldn't tell their therapist, you know.
Right, exactly.
But I like people and I've always been nice to people. But I've always assumed that everybody's going through some kind of a struggle. And it might be a financial struggle. It might be a physical struggle. It might be emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's dealing with something. And so my whole life, I'm like, you know, be nice to folks. Have grace with people because you don't know their story. You don't know what they're dealing with.
Right.
And I don't think laughter makes people's struggles go away. But I do think laughter is like the release valve that keeps the boiler from exploding.
Yes!
It's like, you put your struggle away and you laugh and then you pick it back up. You're like, all right, I can go on. I'm refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
And when COVID hit, you know, that was the only time in my career because I'm always out doing stand-up. And all of a sudden, I hit 2 years where I couldn't get on stage.
Wow.
You know, so nobody had that release. We didn't have live music. We didn't have live comedy. And nobody had that release valve to get rid of that tension.
Mm-hmm.
And what I missed it like crazy. And I was doing other things. I paint and I draw and I invented a couple of games and things. But you know, I've been very fortunate to do a lot of different things, but if you put a gun to my head and said, hey, you can't do but one thing, I wouldn't even have to think about it. It'd be stand-up. I just love stand-up.
But we'd also get your wallet like that. So.
Right, this is true.
Yeah. But, and so what I had found was coming out of this pandemic is like people are coming back after the show going, oh, my God, I can't remember the last time I laughed like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, yeah. and we need that because as a country, we've lost the ability to laugh at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all we do is fight with each other because everybody feels this need that they have to be right. But when you have to be right, that means somebody else has to be wrong and nobody wants to engage in that conversation.
Absolutely.
And the truth is we're all idiots.
Yes!
Everybody's family's crazy.
Thank you.
We're all wrong about something.
Yes.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, good Lord, I'm two decisions from drywalling. I need to spend a life drywalling.
Right.
So,
right.
And I still can when I need to, but
mm-hmm.
quit taking yourself so seriously. Learn to laugh at
Absolutely.
Yourself because none of us have it figured out. Every day we're all coming to 100 forks in the road and we're mm-hmm. guessing left or right. I mean,
Absolutely.
And so I think our country's gone too far that way.
And, you know, and I'm not the brightest burrito on the escalator as it is.
This is true.
So I need to.
No.
I need to be able
I'm
to
not
laugh.
Either. But
I thank you. Right. And if you're just joining us, yeah, it is. It's Jeff Foxworthy on the phone with us right now because he's going to be here April 1st.
Now, I've heard this before. I don't know if it's true or not, so you have to correct me if I'm wrong.
But oh, he will.
You have family here in Louisiana, right?
Oh, I have a lot of family. My wife is from New Orleans. Her mom is from Monroe.
Right.
And we got all kind of cousins in Bunkie.
Oh.
Every time we go to their house.
The fact that you even know Bunkie.
Yes.
This is what I've learned through the years. They're going to serve you stuff to eat that the FBI can't identify.
Right.
But it's always good.
Right.
I learned early on because I asked my wife, I'm like, what the hell is this? And she goes, just eat it. Just eat it.
Just take it.
It's
just
a raccoon from the Witness Protection Program, honey.
Well, yeah. It might be a nutria with a little boudin thrown in, but it's gonna be good. So just eat it. Don't ask questions.
Well, see, that was gonna be my next question. Do you get a lot of material? But you just answered that.
Hello?
So yeah, absolutely, right.
Oh my God. I remember one time the Louisiana crowd, they came to our house in Georgia, for Thanksgiving, and I couldn't understand a word they were saying. You know, and the kids were like, hey, Mitch Jeff, you think it'd be all right? We'll go to the other side of the house, come out there with a bag of tools, come out there. Do you think it'd be all right? We do that, huh? And I'm like, yeah, all right. And then an hour later, my wife was like, did you tell the kids they could jump off the garage roof? And I'm like, I might have. I don't know what they're saying. I might have told them that was okay. I don't know.
That little water boy came up and asked me something. I went, what?
I love it.
Yes, exactly.
I love it, man. So,
oh, God.
All right, so you're coming here April the 1st. What's next for you, man? I mean, you're on the road. You're doing that. Do you have any TV shows, any specials? I know you had, like, was the Netflix special that's out?
I did a Netflix special last year, and I've just started working on the next one. And I'm talking to somebody about doing another TV thing. And
cool.
Hell, I'm always doing something. My wife's like, if you're not doing something, you go. So I've just learned to, I've always painted and drawn, but I've just learned to draw with like graphite and charcoal.
Oh, good
so
for you.
That's awesome.
If you could, my office is, it's tiles. It's like over there I'm drawing, and over here I just came back from a big arrowhead hunt. I spent three days out in Arkansas walking around looking for arrowheads, and so I've got a on the other side, I've got a big arrowhead display I'm working on, and so.
So you keep it busy.
Now after you do the charcoal stuff, do you spray it with a coat of the Aquanet to seal it?
Aquanet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Used to work fine.
I didn't.
Really?
I don't know about the Aquanet.
Hold on to that idea, because after you do charcoal, especially if you do vine charcoal, that stuff will just pour right off the paper. But if you spray a layer of Aquanet over it, ain't nothing. It's impervious. You can shoot it.
Can you still buy Aquanet? That's my question.
See, well, listen, my mother, we grew up, my mother would get her hair fixed on Friday, and then she would wrap it. That was back in the beehive days.
Yes.
Right.
And it had all that Aquanet on it, and then she would wrap it up on Saturday night with toilet paper to keep it all in place for church on Sunday.
Yes,
which
sir.
Was where I got the redneck joke. If your hairdo has ever been destroyed by a ceiling fan, because my mom, you know, she had that big, and you only know what you know.
That's
you don't
right.
even think it's weird. She's walking around with that thing wrapped in toilet paper.
Yes,
you know,
the big old bouffant, like Martin Simpson.
Oh man!
But you're right. You could, if you hit it, you might break a fan blade on it, because that thing was hard.
It holds it, man. It holds it for sure.
Jeff Foxworthy going to be at the Coliseum April 1st, and we may have a chance.
We might be going back there to see him.
Might be seeing him.
He's like, I don't know.
You better wear a Depends, because it's the thrill of a lifetime. That's all I have to tell you.
I love it. Hey, man, thank you so much for calling in and talking with us.
Oh,
and
this is- great.
And all that good stuff.
Can
we can't
call
wait
back
to
tomorrow?
See you. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then what are you doing next Wednesday, Jeff?
Right.
Thank y'all for having me. This is just a blast. I always know when I come to Louisiana, I'm going to eat good and I'm going to laugh a lot. So
you're
I'm looking
people.
Forward to this one.
Thank you,
well,
buddy.
It's been an honor to talk to you.
Man,
I know you got to go, Ben, but thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care, Jeff.
Take it easy. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Please follow me now.
The Melissa and David Show.